Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
And good morning, everyone. Hello, this is the Raw Truth, the real truth about health and fitness. I am your host, Robbie Raw, and this show is really designed to help you with your health, nutrition, and fitness goals, and to live that healthy, vibrant life with energy and health that God has intended for us. You know, I'm so excited about today's show because we have some special guests today in the studio and on the air. Dr. Sam Shackin, my good friend Dr. Sam Shackin, is in the studio with me right now. Hi, Dr.
Hey, Robbie.
Shackin.
I'm glad so glad to be here. You know what? You got to stay on the seat today. We got to put a seat belt on you or something, Robbie, because we got to hold you down. You got so much energy and excitement that you're tremendous.
Well, I'm excited for, thank you. I'm excited for you to be here because, you know, this fits right into, you know, both of us have people who want to look great, feel great, improve the quality of their lives and so forth. And, you know, today we're going to be talking about obesity, and I have some very exciting guests, including, as I said, Dr. Sam Shackin from the Aesthetic Associates Center. And we, in a few minutes, we're going to be talking to two people who lost over 100 pounds each. I mean, how about that, Dr.
That's fantastic.
Shackin? I mean, my gosh, I am so excited to hear how they did it. You know,
these stories are always fantastic. And when you hear the efforts people put in, the dedication they need to get to that point, and it proves to everyone out there listening that it can be done.
Right.
So, you know, don't get frustrated. Stick with it. And that's what we're going to hear today, I think.
Exactly, exactly. We're going to hear how they lost their weight, how they're keeping it off, and tips they have for you to reach your goals. And, you know, if there was anything that sabotaged them and how they broke through it and what have you. And then, you know, Dr. Shackin, you're a plastic surgeon. And one of the reasons I wanted you to be here today is because I know personally friends of mine and clients and people from the gym and outside the gym that you have helped so many people.
Well, you know, there's nothing more gratifying than helping someone, whether you're in the medical field or a crossing guard at school, or it doesn't matter, as long as you can say at the end of the day that you've done something good for someone. But, you know, in your line of work, Robbie, with fitness and all that, and in my line of work, we can help people on a daily basis. And the greatest thing in the world is having that hug at the end of the day when people say, thank you for doing something for me, and you know what it feels like. And these are the people that are most satisfied and really very grateful about the things that I can do for them, or to help them, you know, really accomplish everything they want to as far as body contouring and things after they've lost all that weight.
Right. You know, and you know, it's not just about looking great, although looking great is always a bonus, but you have helped so many on a medical standpoint too, which we'll talk about, you know, because when you have an excess amount of weight and you lose a lot of weight, or even when you haven't lost a lot of weight, there's things that go wrong, correct? I mean,
right.
You know.
Well, you know, there's metabolic things that go on in our body, and not only does it help us be more productive during the day when we eat right and are physically fit, but also it helps us feel better about ourselves. And that's the bottom line. You know, we need to get through the day feeling really good about what we did during the day and the way we look and the way we feel and what we can do for others. And I think that's all what Life FM is about. That's what your show is all about.
Right.
That's what we're trying to bring to the listeners today.
Exactly, exactly. So we're going to open the phone lines later, and we want to hear from you. You know, what's working with your health and fitness goals? What's not working? If you have any questions for my guest, Dr. Sam Shackin, and my two friends who'll be on in just a little bit that lost 100 pounds. 100 pounds. I mean, I weigh 110, okay?
Yeah.
I can't imagine what. I last night, my husband and I, we went to the Globetrotters, event at UB, and I was sitting there thinking, actually, about losing 100 pounds, like what it must feel like to just be sitting there and be 100 pounds lighter. I can't even imagine what it must feel like. So I'm so excited to hear from these
guys. You know, it's pretty neat. You know, I've gone on some long trips in a car, and you get in the car and it says 100 miles to your destination, you know, on the GPS thing. And then, you know, every time you get a little bit closer, you think, oh, I'm almost there, okay? It's incredible what these individuals go through to reach that goal, to reach that endpoint, to get to the spot where they expect to be. And in most cases, and I'm sure we're going to hear this later this morning, they're not done. They're going to stay healthy after that. It's not like, okay, I've reached it, now I can do whatever I want in life. They've learned the ways to be healthy, and they've learned how to accomplish a future of health and wellness, and that's what I think we're going to hear today.
Right, yeah. You know, I mean, because it's a lifelong journey, as you and I both, you know, talk about all the time, Dr. Shack, and it's not a race, it's a journey, it's something that is a lifestyle change that you do forever. I mean, clearly, no one wants to be overweight or obese, you know, but we know that one-third of the adult population is obese, and 2 out of every 3 Americans are overweight. I mean, that is staggering to me, and no one wants to be that way. So what is it that's triggering that, and how do we stop the madness, the cycle? You know, that's what we're going to be talking about today. You know, and as I said, the phone lines will be open later. Maybe you can call in and give your input on what's helping you or what's not helping you. Maybe you can bless someone who's listening to this show today with what you're saying and what you're struggling with. I mean, in my current transitions classes, people are just pouring their hearts out, Dr. Shack, in emails going back and forth on what triggered their obesity or their overweight state. They're sharing with people that they just met in my transitions class. I'm just so proud of the people in my current class because they're really getting to the root of it all, and the chains are coming off. It's unbelievable. So, you know, if that's you out there, call in, and really this show is designed to help you. It's, I also want to facilitate the conversation because it's a discussion. It's not us lecturing to you. We want to hear from you. So don't forget, you can also communicate with me on Facebook. I heard so many people say, Robbie, I'm afraid to call in on the air. I mean, we're very casual here, aren't we, Dr. Shack?
Right.
I mean, we're hanging out and...
Yeah, and you could be in your pajamas, so you don't have to be nervous about the way you look.
That's right, exactly. And you can
just give us a call.
You don't have to say your name. You can use somebody else's name. It doesn't matter. I mean, but, you know, really, you can ask questions. A lot of people email me or Facebook me messages and questions, and I believe I'm going to have a show coming up on that. Just questions that people are afraid to ask on the air because, you know, it will help other people.
I just want to say one thing because I know you already got some callers coming in, but I just want to mention, it's not just about people having to lose weight, like your transitions class. It's about doing something to make yourself healthier and better. And some people that are in your classes, Robbie, I know, with the transitions classes, are near their ideal weight. They just want to be a little healthier. They're not getting the energy during the day, the productivity during the day. They can't spend the time with their family. They're sleeping more than they need to. They're just not really, you know, optimum. And it's really about doing that. So, and then when you hear these stories, like, what is your goal? Why are you here? What is the reason that you came to this class or that somebody brought you to this class? Sometimes it's they need to lose weight and look better in clothes. But a lot of times it's like, I'm a little sluggish. I don't feel myself. I need to do more. And I feel confident that I'm going to get there. And they usually do during the classes.
Absolutely. I mean, you hit the nail on the head because there are so many people that are doing all the right things in the gym, but they don't feel good. And it's totally related to, you know, their dietary habits 99% of the time because they don't really know how to eat. And they, you know, that's one of the things I want to talk about later because I have some just with my 30 years experience in the industry, I have seen people who are doing everything right in the gym, but following, you know, the USDA, food recommendations. And they're like, why isn't it working? Well, hello. I want to talk about that in a little
30
bit.
30 years. You look like you're only like 36 now, Robbie. How did you figure that one out?
You know, that's why you're my friend.
You
okay? Because you think that. we have Anne-Marie on the line here from Williamsville. Anne-Marie, how you doing today? You're on the Raw Truth. Anne-Marie?
I finally got through.
Oh, yay. Hello. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. What's going on?
So I wanted to just say that as a health professional, I knew all the right things to do, but it wasn't until I got accountability with you that I was actually able to implement them. So accountability is huge with staying on goal.
Oh, I agree. And you know what? I mean, you can have all the tools that you need. And I always say this to people, you know, I can give you all the tools, all the books that you need and everything that you need to know to go out and do what you should do in terms of exercise and your dietary habits. But unless you have that accountability factor coming back with your coach or health professional or whatever, no one's holding you accountable. It just doesn't work.
Yeah.
I agree. The other thing, too, for me is I know in Matthew it says all things are permissible, but not everything is good for me. And until I realized that I needed to get the sugar out of my life, and not just for a short period of time, but as much as possible for as long as possible, things just weren't working.
That's right. That's right. Not everything is permissible, and sugar is a huge culprit, which we all know, along with some other things too. But God gives us that strength, you know, and the power over our food choices. It is definitely something that, you know, we rationalize as the day goes on. You know, we think, oh, well, you know what, I need energy, so I'm going to grab this or I'm going to grab that, because that's what we think that we're supposed to be doing, when really, you know, Corinthians 12, 9 through 10 says, you know, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. For when I am weak, then I am strong. And it's so important that we realize that we do have that strength and power over our food choices, you know, through God.
And absolutely.
I mean, Anne-Marie, I know that you work with clients all day long. I mean, you have your own patients, and I know that you want to be a good role model for them, right?
Absolutely.
Well,
and
you know,
finally being able to do it by being accountable to you.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Anne-Marie, you work in the health profession. I know Robbie's not only a fitness trainer, but a nurse and a wonderful talk show host. but as a physician, I remember when I was a resident, I was talking to a nurse yesterday in my office. We had doctors going around rounds and smoking cigarettes outside the patient rooms while they're going over the patient's charts. Now, things have gotten better in some respects as far as that goes, but health professionals are just as guilty as anyone about not paying attention to their lives, their health, the health of the people around them. You know, as physicians and as nurses and other health professionals, we really need to take that ball and roll with that and get people to really take charge of their own lives. And we can help them, but there's only so much we can do.
Right.
And Anne-Marie, you actually wrote a paper recently on obesity, correct?
Yes.
And what was that about?
How the paper basically wanted to know whether obesity was a problem with society or a personal problem, and it's actually both. As society has become more mechanical, like we don't have to walk to the store or ride our bike. We have a car. Even if the store is 2 blocks away, most of us will take our car. Much of our food supply has been stripped of its nutrients because everything is so processed. And we're constantly bombarded by the media with, oh, eat at this restaurant, oh, you know, the clown place, the, you know, play places and pizza places and whatever. And it's not to say that you can't have that sometimes, but there are better choices you can make when you do that. Nobody is dragging you to go into the, you know, the closest fast food place. But if you educate yourself and you try and stick with food that's unprocessed or as close to how God made it, we can live healthy lives even being bombarded by all this stuff. One of the worst things that's ever been made is soda.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We are so addicted to soda. Every time I turn around, people are telling me, oh, I just can't seem to give up my cherry Pepsi, or I can't seem to give up my Diet Coke. Even the diet stuff is awful for us. It's nothing but chemicals. It leaches good stuff out of our bones and sets us up for osteoporosis and all sorts of nasty things. And everything's just become so convenient. I mean, we're sitting at desks all day, and unless we make a point of building in physical activity into our day, we're not nearly meeting the requirements that our body needs.
That's true. And, you know, pop not only leaches calcium out of your bones, but it's addicting, and you crave what you eat and drink, and it just becomes a crazy cycle. I mean, I have clients that have just cut pop out of their dietary habits and immediately lost weight. I mean, mm-hmm. It was pretty wild. Even with Diet Pop, which, you know, we know contains aspartame, and, you know, other terrible things that cross the blood-brain barrier. But anyway, Anne-Marie, I'm so grateful you called in today, and you know, you're doing a great job, so keep on your journey, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's awesome. Well, we're going to go into our first endorsed sponsor break. And, you know, Minty Wellness is a great place, Dr. Schick. And I don't know if you've checked them out yet, but they are a great place to go. There's an awesome restaurant there. And Chef Jay and Linda, the owner there, they're just dedicated to healthy eating, vegetarian food, vegan food. It's a hotel. They are located between Darien Lake and Rochester. They are located in Darien Lake between Rochester and Buffalo, and the place is 10 star. It's beautiful there. You can get massage. You can get everything else. It's awesome. So listen, everyone, stay with us because we are coming back, and we're going to hear from my two guests who lost 100 pounds each. Dr. Shacken's going to be staying with us for his expertise, and I'm so excited to hear. And then later, we're going to be talking about the 5 top healthy tips for Super Bowl eating. Stay with us.
Start your journey of health and wellness on the right path and experience the raw truth at Minty Wellness. Christian owned and operated, Minty Wellness is a distinctive restaurant, hotel, and spa nestled in Darien Center, New York. They offer fresh, delicious vegan and raw food cuisine, relaxing and rejuvenating body treatments, and a peaceful place to stay overnight. They are committed to helping you on your journey to better health. Call Minty Wellness today for more information at 585-591-3939 and let them know Robbie sent you. You're committed to changing your body and improving your health, but you're not seeing the results at the gym. You're working hard day after day, class after class, but something isn't working. Hi, I'm Robbie Raw, your health, fitness, and nutrition coach. For over 30 years, I've been coaching people in the gym on how to transform their body. But the results only come with a combination of exercise and a diet that increases muscle mass and decreases body fat. I'll engage you with all the tools you'll need to see the results you've been working so hard for in the gym. I offer private, semi-private nutrition and fitness coaching, and a 12-week transitions lifestyle class where you'll learn the secrets of healthy eating to increase your energy level, transform your body, and get lean and healthy. I will get you on the right path to reach your health and fitness goals. For more information, go to my website, robbieraw.com.
As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortman-Nabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortman-Nabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Hey everybody, there's finally an auto repair facility that you can actually feel good about. One that you can trust, one with integrity, and the only place I'll take my car for service. It's clean, modern, and professional. It's Integrity Auto Service. The name says it all. Give Ralph a call and try it out. You won't be disappointed. That's Integrity Auto Service, 6411 Walmore Road, across from the Niagara Falls Air Base in Wheatfield. Call 731-1100. Experience the difference integrity makes.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And if you're just joining us, my name is Robbie Raw, and this is The Raw Truth, health, fitness, nutrition, and wellness. And today, Dr. Sam Shacken is in the studio with me from the Aesthetic Associates Center, and we are talking about obesity. I have some very exciting guests with me today. Two people who lost 100 pounds, and Samantha DeMard is in the studio here. Samantha, well, I'm so glad you showed up today, and my gosh, congratulations.
Thanks, Robbie. It's great to be here.
Now, so truly, you, I mean, this is the real deal. You lost 100 pounds.
102.
102 pounds. And we have Jan, who joins us from Florida as well. Hello, Jan.
Hi, Robbie. Always from Fort Lauderdale, sunny Fort Lauderdale.
Wow, and Jan was a client of mine, so I did call her and said, Jan, you got to be on the show with Samantha because the two of you, congratulations. Jan, how much did you lose?
I did lose 100 pounds, but it's always been a couple pounds that I lose back and forth. It's still a struggle to try to keep it all off.
Of course.
But I am healthy, and I feel great.
Oh, my gosh. Praise God for that. Well, both of you, first and foremost, congratulations. And I can't even imagine how incredibly thankful and blessed you must feel, number one. But I'm sure it was hard work. And really, truly, I want to hear how you did it. I want to hear, we'll start with you, Samantha. Like, what was the one thing, do you remember the day that you said, that's it?
Yes, I very clearly remember that day, actually. It was in January of 2011, so just a little over a year ago. And I had always been a little bit heavy my whole life. I have a really athletic build. And I had probably carried about an extra 20 or 25 pounds up through the first couple of years of college, which my body could handle because of the way that I'm structured. And then my junior year of college, my sister passed away, and I kind of turned to food for some comfort and gained quite a bit of weight. And then about a year and a half after that, I had the first of a series of two serious surgeries on my leg that resulted in me being laid up for about 3 months at a time, non-weight-bearing on crutches, back-to-back about 2 years apart. So those three things kind of together resulted in my weight ballooning out of control to the point where I gained about 100 pounds in 10 years.
100 pounds.
So I just kind of got to the point where I had decided last December that I was going to make a change in January. I wanted to let myself get through the process of the holidays, and I went to see my physician for my yearly checkup at the beginning of January last year, and although I had been quite overweight for a while, my blood pressure had always been fine, my lab work had always come back fine, but I really think this was a God thing, because when I was there getting that checkup, my blood pressure was really high for the first time, a little bit scary high. I was 27 years old, and I had told her that I had these plans to start eating better and exercising more, and she said, okay, well, come back and see me in 3 months, and we'll see how you did. And
that's what your doctor said?
Yeah, because I didn't want to be on any sort of medication, obviously, for my blood pressure at 27 years old. I was so upset by that prospect. So that was sort of the final nail in the coffin. That was the moment. Mm-hmm. I had already made the decision before I had gone in there, but that was really just God confirming to me, okay, this is it, the time is now. And it was like someone flipped a switch in my brain, and I can't describe that feeling. I had tried to lose weight in years past, and it had just never really worked for me, and for some reason this was just it, and I was on it, and I started exercising 6 days a week.
Wow.
And eating so much better, and my life just completely changed, and it was amazing.
Wow. Wow. So basically it was, you were afraid. I mean, when you're told that you have high blood pressure and, you're young,
Yeah.
You're very young.
Yeah. And I knew logically that carrying 100 pounds extra weight, more than 100 pounds extra weight, was not healthy for me, but I had never had any sort of, no doctor had ever said to me, okay, this is a major problem. We need to talk about, what are you going to do? We'd always said, we need to get the weight off, but I had always been active. And then I had these surgeries, which affected my ability to be athletic in different ways. And, but all of a sudden it was just like, okay, now is the time. Let's do it.
You know, it's interesting, that a lot of doctors are starting to change their parameters in the United States to accept people being a little bit heavier because that's the norm. Okay, so where 30, 40 years ago, they may have said, being over 150 if you're 5'6", that doesn't make any sense. You're too heavy. Where now they'll say, 170, 180, no big deal. And then before you know it, you have an injury, you have some lifestyle, family things that happen, and that's a terrible story that you went through. But thank you for revealing that, because stresses certainly can do that to people. And then all of a sudden, the doctors are saying, well, 100, let's see how you do. Okay, I mean, how about the doctors now? And I'm a physician, so I can tick on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
How about instead of say, look, get off the can. It's time now. Let's do it. We'll work together,
right,
and we'll try to move forward with it.
Right. And that's what my physician did actually say last January is, I want to see you in 3 months. Let's see how this is going. Let's make a plan. And she's actually, it's been so cool for me. She's followed me all year. I've seen her, you know, every 3 months for the past year, and it's been cool. She's been great encouragement for me. And she told me, if there weren't HIPAA laws, I'd like to put your face with some gold stars on my wall to show other people, which made me feel very good.
Well, that's good. And, you know, I always tell my clients that if your doctor isn't proactively helping you prevent disease and talking about your dietary habits and exercise and asking you and suggesting that you do exercise and eat right, then find another doctor, for heaven's sakes, because you know what? We need doctors.
You find Samantha's doctor.
That's right. That's right.
Well, that's good, because you need to be proactive. I totally agree with that.
Exactly. So, wow. And I want to hear more from you. But Jan, you're on the line from Florida. And so what was it for you, Jan? What was the difference that
I am in my mid-50s, and I had been overweight, well, let's say obese, for the majority of my adult life. And it did end up that I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, high cholesterol, hypertension, all the stuff that goes along with being obese. And I had been doing traditional medical, you know, treatment from my doctor for about 10 years. And things had started to improve. No, I had lost like 30 pounds, and there was a drop in stuff that wasn't significant. And in, I think it was in 2007, he was going to up my diabetes medication with the explanation that it was a natural progression of the disease. And it was like, I'm not going to let that happen. I know that type 2 diabetes is a preventable disease.
Yes.
And I was not going to buy into that. And I self-educated myself. I had bought a book about reversing diabetes natural. I don't recommend this for everybody, but I felt as though I had a point to make. And I also bought the new Glucose Revolution, which is all on the bottom of the Gastrulean Appendix. And Life Transitions, there you have the book all on it. It's the same exact thing about eating low glycemic, because not all carbohydrates are the same. And I started to see results. Low glycemic is those carbohydrates that don't spike your blood sugars, and it's important when you're a diabetic to have that stabilization. And my blood sugar dramatically dropped. I went back to the doctor for my 6 months checkup, and he goes, oh, you had a tremendous improvement. He was going to write me my prescriptions, and I told him, I've been off of my medication for like 6 months.
We don't recommend that, but...
No, that's what I said.
Always check with your doctor.
But I followed it to a T. But
wow.
I had a dramatic change, but I needed the extra help. And as Robbie, you know, goes to different healthcare providers, his office, to her education, I went to one of her places, and I saw the sign that it was related to low glycemic, and it's like, that's what sold me. So I started going to
Transitions.
It's been almost 2 years, I believe, that I had gone to see Robbie in her Life Transitions, and it's been a whole life-changing event for me. Low glycemic is a part of it, but how I see food now is completely different. There's more to food than, you know, what the average person sees, you know, as you continually say that, you know, the whole thing with diet foods and low-calorie foods, they're not all created equal. And one of the things that you do in your program is go for that, the highlight of that grocery shopping and
the supermarket
tour.
The
difference of what is nutrient-dense. And that's the thing, is eating whole foods that are nutrient-dense, that nourish your body. And so many other foods that are out there deplete your body of nutrients, as it was mentioned previously.
Right, the processed food. And, you know, I truly remember, you know, when I did the overview for my class and you were there, I mean, we were crying in class because it was such an emotional... it was just such an emotional time, and
just seeing it, Jan actually passed around pictures in the class of when she was heavier, and people were just, is that you? I mean, you
right.
look so completely different now. And your story about how, you know, you had high blood pressure, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, and how, you know, all of that changed just from, you know, changing your diet in a very short time.
Right. And prior to moving here in December, I did have my annual physical, and I am no longer considered having diabetes. My A1C, which is, your average blood sugar level, is normal. My cholesterol was down to 127. This is without any kind of medication, and my blood pressure is normal. And my resting heart rate is just ridiculously low, which is because I also have then become physically fit, and I have never been physically active in my entire life. And if what I have done in the past, what I've just recently done, and here I am over 55, I'm doing triathlons. Never in a million years have I ever thought I would be able to do anything like that.
Wow.
But, you know, it just is a whole process. It takes one step, and it was a whole life-changing event for me. Even though I still fluctuate a little bit, I am healthy. And I think that is the main thing. You can be thin and unhealthy. And you can be, as you had mentioned, what Dr. Shatkin had mentioned too, the health component is just as, equally, you can be a little overweight, and as you had always mentioned, and it's so true, that 90% of how you look and feel is from the food that you eat.
Right, your dietary habits.
And exercise is also such a large component of how your energy is expedited and how it works with the food that you eat.
Right. Well, stay with us, Jan. Stay with us. We're going to go to our endorsed sponsors in just a second. But if you're just joining us, please stay with us because we have Dr. Sam Shatkin here from the Aesthetic Associates Center. And we also have two friends who lost 100 pounds each. We're going to be talking more about the subject, and we want to hear from you. 883-5000 here in Buffalo and outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. Stay with us. And Dr. Sam Shatkin, I'm so glad you're here today. And I want to talk about body contouring and how you've helped people who have, gained a lot of weight and also lost a lot of weight and what happens when that happens. So stay with us out there. We'll be right back.
Your body is one of a kind, so it needs to be handled with the best care. There's no one Robbie Raw trusts more than Dr. Samuel Shatkin Jr. of the Aesthetic Associates Center in Amherst. Dedicated to rejuvenating and enhancing your natural beauty, Dr. Shatkin specializes in aesthetic plastic surgery, advanced medical skin care, and anti-aging techniques. Call Dr. Shatkin for your confidential appointment at 839-1700. That's 839-1700. And let him know you heard it right here on the Raw Truth.
Start your journey of health and wellness on the right path and experience the Raw Truth at Minty Wellness. Christian owned and operated, Minty Wellness is a distinctive restaurant, hotel, and spa nestled in Darien Center, New York. They offer fresh, delicious vegan and raw food cuisine, relaxing and rejuvenating body treatments, and a peaceful place to stay overnight. They are committed to helping you on your journey to better health. Call Minty Wellness today for more information at 585-591-3939 and let them know Robbie sent you.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman.
And I'm Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise, and many times company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
Hi, this is Robbie. I finally have the hairstyle that works for me because I go to Morrisell Salon in Williamsville. They don't just cut and color my hair. They create a look for me that complements my features, suits my active lifestyle, and they'll do the same for you. The team of Morrisell Salon will show you how to love your hair again. Every visit begins with a complete consultation, so call them today at 634-3172. That's 634-3172. It's the only place I go for my hair, and let them know Robbie sent you.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And if you're joining us, this is Robbie Raw on WDCX, The Raw Truth. And we are today talking about obesity. I have Dr. Sam Shacken here from the Aesthetic Associates Center, who will be talking about body contouring. And also two guests that we have here who lost 100 pounds each. And my gosh, what an accomplishment. Before I forget, you can go to my website at www.robbieraw.com. Creative Home Run Services did an amazing, amazing job on that website. So check it out. There's some also some exciting things coming down the pike with Creative Home Run Services. So stay tuned. But I have Samantha in the studio here with Dr. Sam Shacken and I, and Samantha and Jan from Florida on the line. You both lost 100 pounds, over 100 pounds. And Samantha, if I can ask you, like, what, just tell me, like, can you tell me it, in a nutshell, what it is that you focused on with your dietary habits?
I think one of the most important things, and we all hear people say this, but as Americans, our portion size is just out of control.
Supersized.
So one of the first things that I did was really educate myself on what is a proper portion of everything that I'm eating. Yes. My husband and I have two sets of measuring cups and two sets of measuring spoons, and they are pretty much both always dirty because, and we have a food scale, so I weigh and measure everything and make sure that I'm just giving myself, my body the fuel that it needs. Focusing, I think Jan mentioned about how you change the way that you look at food and starting to look at food as opposed to comfort or enjoyment or social activity as it's fuel for my body. It's what I need to keep me going. We eat mostly just whole foods. We try to eat a lot of organic food as much as we can, a lot of lean protein, vegetables, fruits, whole grains, really just kind of trying to stay away from that processed stuff as much as possible, making choices more towards lean proteins, and realizing that, you know, that's what I need to keep myself full and going. And also teaching my brain to recognize the difference between being full, being hungry, and not being either of those, and that my resting state should sort of be not either of those, and that, you know, when I'm done eating, it's not that I feel this overwhelming sensation of full. Most of the time when I'm done eating, I don't actually feel what I think I would consider full. I just don't feel hungry anymore, and I realize that that's the place where I need to be.
Exactly. And, you know, I mean, it's great that you recognize that. I think it's hard for people, you know, sometimes to, you know, get to that point. I mean, I think everybody craves different foods at different times. And so what do you do to break through that? I mean, do you have cravings anymore? Because I know, you know, with the low glycemic index, we cut those cravings. And that's one of the things that triggers people to spiral downward when they have the cravings, because they don't have that willpower. Do you still have cravings?
You know, every once in a while I do. And I've also found that a really important thing for me is to have a little treat every now and then. And, you know, so once or twice a month, I have pizza or I have ice cream. I need to have that stuff. You know, I love it. I tell people all the time, pizza will always be my favorite food. But now, you know, when we make it at home, we use, you know, whole grain crust. We use fresh mozzarella cheese. We use Roma tomatoes and basil as opposed to, you know, pepperoni or, you know, other things that we might have done in the past. So it's just learning about how to have those things, you know, instead of ice cream, we have organic, frozen yogurt. You know, with a little bit of, you know, organic peanut butter on top. So I'm getting a little bit of protein and, you know, but still having, you know, healthy things in it. It feels like a treat. So.
Yeah, you pick healthy ingredients to go on that. But I just like to, everybody out there listening, just remember what the last bad meal you had, and remember how you felt the next morning. Mm-hmm. And if you start to feel that difference, then you don't eat the crappy food. You don't eat the things that you shouldn't do. And I, with your ingredients on that wonderful pizza you just described, we're all getting hungry here.
Yeah.
You probably don't feel that because you've got the right parts that you put into it. But I tell you, you know, you go out to some of the local pizza parlors, and then the next day you'll feel it. And I think Monday is going to be Monday Malady because we got the Super Bowl tomorrow.
Right.
And I'm sure people are not going to eat healthy. And I know you've got some healthy tips you want to talk about later.
Yes, yes.
For the Super Bowl. But this is what happens. It's a feeling. And people that never had a healthy meal or rarely eat a healthy meal don't feel the difference. People like yourself and like me and like Robbie and a lot of people that Jan on the phone, we know the difference. We know how we feel after we have one really bad meal, and we don't want to feel that way too often.
Yeah, and a great point also is that you know how you feel when you eat good food.
Right.
When I eat those good fuel for my body type foods, I feel great. You know, I have all this energy. I feel like I can keep going. I'm more focused when I'm at work. You know, everything feels better when I'm feeding my body right.
And I'm glad you said that about being more focused because I'm like that too. I mean, because I feel like, my gosh, you know, like even being on this show today and whatever it is that I'm doing, being a mother, what have you, I want to be at my optimum best. I don't want to be sluggish and, you know, walking around feeling like I want to take a nap. I want to have energy to make a difference in the lives of the people around me. And that motivates me because I too do cheat. And, you know, I'm not going to lie. I love chocolate. I love dark chocolate. And, you know, fortunately, I'm blessed because my husband, you know, likes to eat well and exercises. And I know your husband, Michael DeMart's a good friend. And it's great that you have that, you know, that support with him as well, because you don't want to have those people around you that try and sabotage and are friendly enemies saying, you know, why are you doing this? You know, you're fine the way you are. That plays with your mind, you know, and you really have to keep your eye on the prize. And, you know, Jan, I know you're still on the line here, and you really, I mean, what was it, Jan? I mean, like, what is it that helps you get past those times when you want to backslide?
One of the things, when I started exercising, it takes a lot of effort to burn off a couple hundred calories, and it only takes a moment of minutes to consume a couple hundred calories. And it's like I want to have quality food going into me. If I'm going to eat something, I want it to be quality. It has to have a purpose, opposed to eating something that is completely non-nutritious. Because I really work hard, and it's like I don't want to jeopardize that. I had started running to burn off frustration and stress, and it's like I've been doing that like since, and it still blows my mind, but it's like, being aware of how much it takes to burn off and the, you know, the calories that you can just consume within a few minutes, especially on an emotional level. I'll go out and get away. I'll walk. I'll do something positive for my body.
Right. And I mean,
physically.
That's great. And both of you with losing 100 pounds, I mean, you don't want to backslide. And I think the important thing to realize is when we have those days where, you know, we have our treat, we can't look at it as failure. We have to look at it as, okay, so what? I just
reward.
Yeah, I had a bite of this, or I splurged for a special occasion. Now I'm going to get back right on track again. And as you said, Jan, through exercise, I mean, when you're doing hard exercise and you know, we have to exercise hard and smart. It's like, okay, well, we're doing this, we're doing all of this right now. I don't want to go home and blow it. You know, I want to keep going. And it does happen in all areas of your life. As I talked last week on the show, it's what we do outside the gym, Dr. Shack, and that counts as much as what we do inside the gym, right? I mean,
oh, absolutely.
You know,
well, you know, weight management is probably 80% proper diet. It's not about just exercising. I know that there's two components to it as well. I tell my patients that there are 365 days in the year. And of those 365 days, you eat at least three meals a day. You should have maybe more like four or five a day. But that's a lot of meals. So if you slip up on one or two, we're talking a small percentage of all the meals you're going to have in a year. So keep that in mind. And that's the reward that people can get once they start to accomplish healthy living and healthy eating.
That's right. That's right. And before I forget, I want to give your information out, Dr. Shack. You're located in Amherst in East Aurora. The number is 716-839-1700. Website, Dr. Shatkin, S-H-A-K-T-I-N.
Oh, you spelled it wrong.
Did I?
See, you know me as Sam, and you got S-H-A-T-K-I-N.
Oh, I'm sorry. S-H-A-T-K-I-N.com. And, of course, I love you for everything that you do, but anti-aging skincare, you're a plastic surgeon, has helped so many people, and we're going to hear more about that in just a few minutes after we come back from our endorsed sponsors. But stay with us, everyone out there, because I have some tips on healthy eating for the Super Bowl. Did you know that the Super Bowl is number two in the highest food consumption in the United States, the number two event.
What's number one? Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving, yes.
Oh, I knew that. That's a trivia question.
Brenda's Bites has told us
all
that.
Right.
And also, don't forget Marcel Salon, my good friend Mitchell at Marcel Salon. He's at 6100 Main Street in Williamsville, 634-3172. That's area code 716. He'll give you that look, not just the style that you want, but the look that suits you. That's Morcelle Salon, M-O-R-C-E-L-L-E salon.com. And we will be right back talking about, again, my two friends who lost 100 pounds. Congratulations on that. And Dr. Sam Shacken from the Aesthetic Associates Center. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Robbie. I finally have the hairstyle that works for me because I go to Morcelle Salon in Williamsville. They don't just cut and color my hair. They create a look for me that complements my features, suits my active lifestyle, and they'll do the same for you. The team of Morcelle Salon will show you how to love your hair again. Every visit begins with a complete consultation, so call them today at 634-3172. That's 634-3172. It's the only place I go for my hair, and let them know Robbie sent you. As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortman-Nabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortman-Nabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth. Hey everybody, there's finally an auto repair facility that you can actually feel good about. One that you can trust, one with integrity, and the only place I'll take my car for service. It's clean, modern, and professional. It's Integrity Auto Service. The name says it all. Give Ralph a call and try it out. You won't be disappointed. That's Integrity Auto Service, 6411 Walmore Road, across from the Niagara Falls Air Base in Wheatfield. Call 731-1100. Experience the difference integrity makes.
Your body is one of a kind, so it needs to be handled with the best care. There's no one Robbie Raw trusts more than Dr. Samuel Shacken Jr. of the Aesthetic Associates Center in Amherst. Dedicated to rejuvenating and enhancing your natural beauty, Dr. Shacken specializes in aesthetic plastic surgery, advanced medical skin care, and anti-aging techniques. Call Dr. Shacken for your confidential appointment at 839-1700. That's 839-1700. And let him know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
You're committed to changing your body and improving your health, but you're not seeing the results at the gym. You're working hard day after day, class after class, but something isn't working. Hi, I'm Robbie Raw, your health, fitness, and nutrition coach. For over 30 years, I've been coaching people in the gym on how to transform their body. But the results only come with a combination of exercise and a diet that increases muscle mass and decreases body fat. I'll engage you with all the tools you'll need to see the results you've been working so hard for in the gym. I offer private, semi-private nutrition and fitness coaching and a 12-week transitions lifestyle class where you'll learn the secrets of healthy eating to increase your energy level, transform your body, and get lean and healthy. I will get you on the right path to reach your health and fitness goals. For more information, go to my website, robbieraw.com.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
And if you're joining us, I'm Robbie Raw with The Raw Truth. I'm so excited again to hear the stories from my friends Samantha and Jan here, who lost 100 pounds each. We're going to hear more from them and Dr. Sam Shacken from the Aesthetic Associate Center, where I actually teach one of my transitions classes right in your office, Dr. Shacken. I'm so grateful to you. I've said this over and over, for you were the person who introduced me to transitions. And, you know, before that I was teaching weight management and, you know, programs based on calories in, calories out. And it really isn't just about that. It's about the way that food impacts your body as well.
Right. The nice thing about the transitions program, it's very, very simple, easy to follow, and it makes sense. And once people start making the right choices with the transitions program, they'll never go back.
Exactly, exactly.
And I know you've had really good success with your clients.
Right, right. And you know, you offered several times during the week over there, and I offered also at other locations. But if you want to call in today, 883-5000, we only have about 10 minutes left. Outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. I actually wish that this program was a couple hours long today, because I want to hear more about how, you know, Samantha, you have, you know, been able to reach your goal. And I know that it's not that difficult, and Jan on the line as well. I know it's not that difficult once you educate. Well, first, once you make the decision to make a change in your life, to change your lifestyle habits, and it doesn't happen overnight, because it didn't happen overnight where you gained 100 pounds or 20 pounds or 30 pounds or wherever you are. But, you know, knowing that it does, it's not rocket science. It's very simple once you learn the tools that you need. And you mentioned nutrient-dense foods and whole foods. You and Jan both, you know, mentioned that.
There's no race to the finish line.
Exactly.
It's slow and steady wins the race. And Samantha already mentioned it took 10 years for her to gain that weight, to get unhealthy. And she's done a remarkable job in 1 year, or just a year, to lose that weight. So, and now she's going to continue, as everybody does. But that's the key. It's slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah, and it's realizing that it's a lifestyle change. It's a complete change of your life for the rest of your life. This isn't a diet. I changed my life.
Exactly. And for those of you out there who, you know, are struggling, you know, maybe you had intentions starting at the new year to, you know, change your lifestyle habits through diet and exercise and get healthy, and maybe you know, backslid a little bit, and maybe you haven't been motivated or whatever, know that it is possible for everyone. You know, of course, keeping God front and center is so important, because we can do everything through Christ. But also knowing that there are tools out there, and the education portion of it is so, so important. And Dr. Shacken, and I know that, you know, you have over the years, I mean, you've been doing, you know, plastic surgery and everything that you've been doing for how many years now?
I've been in practice almost 23 years, Robbie. 23. And of all the procedures that I do, body contouring, the surgical procedures, body contouring is pretty much number one. And that would include changes to the body that happen after losing weight. So if you've lost a lot of weight, at this point you might want to, you know, look at going to a board-certified plastic surgeon, realizing the procedures that can be done, removing the excess skin, like a tummy tuck, doing the arm lifts. A lot of women come in with the arms that just are hanging after losing all that weight. They don't like that. They're uncomfortable with it. They're still a little bit self-conscious about all that, even though they feel better. So that would be something else they might consider. Leg lifts, thigh lifts, body contouring lifts, you know. So we do a lot of that surgery, and many of it we can do right in our office.
Right, and I know, you know, it's not just about the way you look, although, of course, you know, you look great when you improve your body composition through your dietary habits, exercise, and also with what you do as well with plastic surgery. But I know several clients who have changed and improved their health because they had, you know, several problems from being obese or, you know, incontinence problems,
right,
and what have you. So, you know, it's about that as well. And you also do things like liposuction along with tummy tucks and...
Well, you know, so many people now, it's not very common that people lose 100 pounds like Samantha and Jan and many of your clients. Sometimes they just need to lose that 10, 15, 20 pounds to get healthier again. And then we can finish it off with liposuction, doing a little shaping and contouring on areas that are resistant to change after weight loss. A lot of the women see it, you know, in the abdomen area. the men sometimes see it in the love handle area. You know, the plastic surgery is not just for women.
Right.
And men that lose some weight and need to contour the chest because they still have that condition called gynecomastia. So these are the things that we can do with liposuction, and that's a small incision procedure. The operation takes, you know, anywhere from 1 to 2 hours. They're going home right away, and within a couple of days, they're back to work. So there are some procedures that can be done for those individuals that need just some contouring and shaping.
Right, and, you know, I've said this before on the show, and I'll say it again. You know, the thing that really impressed me with you, Dr. Shack, and right off the bat, is that, you know, you are concerned with the person's health, with their overall well-being, and you advise your clients when they come to you for tummy tuck or liposuction or what have you to change their lifestyle habits, eat right, and exercise. You're not just interested in, you know, doing the procedure.
Right. Well, I do turn away patients that are not quite ready, but I tell them before they leave that consultation that we're going to work together, we're going to get you to that point that you need to be, we're going to become healthier together, and then if you're ready for your surgery, we'll do it. So we need to work together. And, you know, we run the transitions classes. You come there for a class. My nurse runs one. We have overviews almost every couple of weeks. We have an overview, and we actually have one February 13th. So if they want to, they can call my office and get information. But you need to make that first step. And it's not January anymore, because usually January is a big month for people to make that change in their life. But it's still close enough to January that we can do that now. Don't wait. You know, the year is young, and let's get going.
Right, exactly. That's awesome. And, you know, I said this a couple of weeks ago on the show that, you know, I work in a gym where everybody, you know, will say, hey, I had this done, I had that done. I see everyone's work, okay? I can just verify that Dr. Shackin's the best. I'm just gonna
Thank
put
you,
it out
Robbie.
There. But Samantha, you know, and Jan, oh, my gosh, congratulations on losing 100 pounds. And it wasn't just 100 pounds. Obviously, it's your body fat percent that has gone down, which is huge because we know it's a health hazard to have a high percent of body fat, and you can also be skinny fat. You can be one of those people in the gym who looks fit, who's working out in the gym, and, you know, everybody thinks is in tremendous shape. I see that over and over in my classes where people actually have a high percent of body fat, which is a health hazard. However, they look thin. So with you, Samantha, you also changed and reduced your body fat and inches. I mean, do you still have your quote-unquote fat clothes? Or
well, as of last weekend, no. We've actually been cleaning out. I did 3 closet cleanouts over this past year of clothes that didn't fit me, donating them out. But just last weekend when we did the last one, I noticed that I had a skirt that I had somehow missed the first couple cleanouts. It was still there. It was the original size that I put it on. So I said to my husband, I'm just going to just put this on and see what happened. I said, quick, it's like, take one of those pictures. It's like on TV where, you know, you can pull the thing right out. You can almost fit 2 of me in there. So that was actually a really cool moment. But I don't want to keep those clothes around. They're gone. That part of me is gone. I'm onto my new healthy, you know, fit part. If I ever need to see where I came from, I can go to the store and pick one up and look at it. But I don't need to have it in my closet.
Absolutely. Good for you. And so, you know, if you can think of, you know, the number one message that you want to get out there for people today in your journey of losing 100 pounds over 1 year, right? Over 100 pounds in 1 year. Mm-hmm. What would that be?
I think it would be that you owe it to yourself to be the best version of yourself that you can be. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, you owe it to the kingdom of God to be the best person that you can be. And being as healthy as you can makes you into that best person. And I know that people say this all the time, but I am being gut level honest with you. If I can do this, anybody can do this. I never thought I was going to do it. I thought that I was going to be that overweight, obese for the rest of my life. And now I know that I'm not. I know that I'm going to be healthy for the rest of my life, and I'm excited. I'm excited for me. I'm excited for my family. I'm just excited about what that means for me as a servant of the Lord, that I can serve him in the best way because I'm my best version of me. And I would encourage everybody to find the way to be the best version of themselves that they can be.
Oh, that's
well
awesome.
Put. Very nice.
Yes, yeah. Awesome. And Jan, in 30 seconds, what is the, what is, I mean, we only have a few more minutes here. What is your number one piece of advice for those people? Because you lost 100 pounds as well.
You can mull over a thing of, yeah, I'm going to start it tomorrow. It starts with today. Take the first step. The more that you practice it, it becomes a habit. And it can be done. I've overcome major medical conditions. And I eat them, all of them, and it's you know, just so great to be healthy, and that's the main thing is health, my health.
One thing
I wanted to say was when I was moving, actually eating healthy, I had to throw out because they were expired, and I had not been using them. We're like all these different kind of medications, over the counter things like. Tums.
Good for you, Jan. I'm so glad you called, Jan. I don't mean to cut you off, dear, but we are running out of time. But God bless you. And you know what? We'll talk again, I'm sure, both to you, Sam, and Sam. And you know what? Oh, my gosh. I'm so, so happy for the both of you. Congratulations on losing 100 pounds. Keep it going. And some Super Bowl healthy treats for tomorrow, Dr. Shacken. I'm going to be posting some pictures of endive wraps. Made with hummus, tapenade, bruschetta, a veggie plate, hummus, and black bean dip. We have fruit plates, quinoa dishes, soup. You got to check out my website and also on Facebook. I'll give you some pictures of some healthy treats for the Super Bowl. Dr. Shacken, thank you so much for being here today.
Happy to be here.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we'll definitely be having you on a lot more. And Samantha and Jan, thank you so much. And everyone, stay focused this week. Make healthy choices and remember perseverance, self-control, and discipline. Goodbye, everybody. Have a great day and happy Super Bowl.